You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. While other podcast shows are taking a break right now for the holiday season, we thought, why not drop on you your early Christmas gift? So today is Christmas Eve, and we thought we'd spend this week's show outlining for you what we think is the number one PR trend that's going to emerge in 2021. In fairness, this was already trending in 2020. I just believe that the rest of the world is going to wake up to it in 2021, and that PR professionals need to be sure to integrate this particular trend in their strategy as they work to find ways to get more visibility for themselves, for their clients. If you're a female business owner who's listening and you're trying to figure out how to get in front, I think you should be incorporating this into your strategy on social media, on your owned content like blogs and things like that, because this is the way to go. Okay? Are you ready to hear it? I think the trend that you need to pay the most attention to in the new year is audio-first platforms. The world is shifting toward audio only. And you know I've got my facts to back it up, right? I can't just leave you hanging with an opinion. Here we go. First of all, I'm going to start with podcasts because they're the most obvious. This is nothing new. But because of the pandemic, listenership has surged. Not only people creating their own podcasts now that they see how it impacts the bottom line, how it increases your reach, but people listening to podcasts. The numbers have exploded. My personal speculation here is because we are at home and we're trying to do all the things. We're walking around, we're going upstairs, downstairs. Our commutes look a little differently, and we're trying to prioritize multitasking. Well, audio-only platforms lend themselves to us being able to walk around and do all the things. We're trying to help our kids with e-learning. We're, you know, answering emails. We're in the kitchen, and then we're upstairs. That's my personal speculation for why this particular platform has skyrocketed right now. But either way, podcasts are surging, and it's because we're starting to put audio first. The second example of that is Netflix. I don't know if you've heard, but they just recently announced that they are going to create an audio-only form of their shows. So a lot of people are probably doing this already. You put on a show and then you walk across the living room or you're trying to do other things. Well, they want to intentionally make an audio mode for your shows. Now, naturally, this is going to lend itself to some shows better than others, but we're almost listening to them in a podcast style already. So what this does is once you select audio mode, and I believe it's already being tested in some spaces, but don't quote me on that. On audio mode, the image would disappear and it is just audio. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that because I'm like, a lot of us are doing that already, but it's going to be something you can intentionally opt in for. That's further evidence of the fact that we're moving toward audio first in user consumption. You also have things like Alexa. People are listening to their news. They're listening to their podcasts on Alexa. So what does this mean for you as somebody who creates content? You need to make sure that it's searchable in an audio form. So when it comes to keywords and things like that, and you can find lots of blogs and YouTube videos that show you how to do this, but ask yourself, okay, this blog post that I'm writing, this podcast that I'm forming, am I also making it searchable through audio and not just in a visual component? Because that's how a lot more people are starting to consume your content anyway. So you want to make sure that it lends itself to be consumed auditorily. We have seen the emergence of Clubhouse, which some of you, as you're listening, are probably nodding your head frantically like, yes, while others are like, what the heck is a Clubhouse? Okay, but you've seen this one trending recently for a lot of different reasons, but this is an audio-only app. And depending on your age, I'm going to throw back here for a second. This is like when we had chat rooms and it was just typing and you were going back and forth. You couldn't see each other. You were just typing. It's like chat rooms for your ears. So to my knowledge, you can't even really message each other on the platform. It's just audio. So you would open the app and on the homepage, you'll see a bunch of rooms. They are dedicated to various things. They could be talking about sports. I saw one last night that was talking about the NBA season that just started again. You'll see many for business. From what I've seen, the app is really populated full of business owners and creatives. So if you're a filmmaker, director, photographer, content creator, or if you are a business person, specifically a woman in business, so those of you listening likely, this is the space for you. At the time of this recording, it is invite only, and I think the app only functions best on iPhones right now. But that is the place to be. And we're seeing rooms with maybe 800 people. I've seen rooms with 4 people. But especially if you're one of those who's like, oh, I don't want to show up on Instagram stories. I don't know that I'm ready to do a whole YouTube production. I just want to just share my content. This is for you. And it is a fast way for you to reach other audiences. So I will say this, okay, because I like to keep it real here on our show. You need to work on your speaking skills, because I have noticed I'm going into rooms with people who I'm like, oh, she's a big deal. He's a big deal. Or, oh, they have a lot of cool content on YouTube. But as speakers, they are boring. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. They're boring. They're monotone. There's no excitement or energy in their voices, which means somebody could leave the room because it's not engaging in that way. So with it being audio only, yeah, you want to keep that in mind as you build your strategy, but you also want to build a strategy that accommodates your strengths. Okay. So while I do think you should be positioning yourself on platforms like this and apps like Clubhouse, do your strengths lend themselves to this kind of consumption? Does your content lend itself to this kind of consumption? If it doesn't, how can you extract content from your body of work that fits this particular realm? Okay. They're just things to be thinking about. So me saying that this is the trend is not like, okay, well, let me make everything audio-based. That's not what I mean at all. But if this is how people are consuming and this is what's kind of catching fire right now, how can you adapt your strategy a bit to fall in line with the direction people are going? Okay. Clubhouse is gaining so much popularity that Twitter is testing a feature called Spaces, and it's going to do the same thing. You enter a room and you just listen. You can, in Clubhouse, you can raise your hand, quote unquote, as a listener to let the speakers and the moderators know, I want to join on stage. I have a question or I have something to say. So it is like a Zoom call, but it's audio only. For a lot of you, you've been doing Zoom audio only. You're like, I am not getting on camera, and I can appreciate that. But because of that, hey, all these new spaces are emerging to accommodate the audio-only users. So another example for you I just thought of is some brands are moving toward having a sonic logo in addition to their visual logo. So I'll use Netflix as an example again. You know that classic Netflix sound, that ding ding, you know, when Netflix comes on, you know it's Netflix. So people like brands like MasterCard and a few other brands I've seen have a sonic logo, meaning you hear this little sound and you know that it's this brand. Now, I recently read things about, you know, the pros and cons of that. And I won't get into that here. Maybe we'll dedicate a whole episode to that. But again, the whole concept of sonic logos proves my point that audio first, audio only is going to be the hottest thing in 2021. So right now, your homework, because we end every episode with what your homework is, right? Your homework is to look through the content you already have and look at the behaviors that you're already doing. Are you getting on social media every day? Or look at the content you already have. Look at your daily behavior. How can you make one little tweak to make it more audio friendly? So in terms of your content, how can you just upgrade it in one way to make it more accommodating to people who want to consume auditorily? And in terms of your behavior, are you only looking at visual stuff? Because right now, I'm going to challenge you to be a little more intentional about audio first platforms, just getting familiar with them, because you can't create content for spaces that you don't even understand how they work. Okay. That is your homework. That is all for today. I wish you luck as you move forward into the space. If you have questions on how to do this for your brand and you're like, I don't even want to think through it, just help me adapt my stuff for audio only, I would love to have a session with you. me or the ladies here at the agency. This is something we've been talking about with great excitement for the past couple months. So we'd be happy to help you through it. You can reach us at tellpublicrelations.com or follow us on Instagram at tellpublicrelations. Enjoy your holidays. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.